For today's Geo Quiz, one lump or two? Sugar comes from many places around the world. More than 100 countries produce the sweet stuff from sugarcane and sugar beet. The question today is which country produces and exports the most sugar? Might be Thailand or Australia or Brazil or Mexico, or could it be the countries of Southern Africa? Well, they all play a role in making our diets sweeter, but which country is the largest exporter? May help to know that 3/4 of the world's sugar comes from countries in the Southern Hemisphere. So before you sample any more of that leftover Halloween candy lying around the office, try to answer our geo quiz. We'll tell you more about the sweet life before we get to the answer.
The World is brought to you by PRI with help from Allianz. Allianz, a provider of investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its member companies in the United States, is proud to support Public Radio International. AllianzUSA.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. If you're feeling a little bit sick from indulging in last night's cache of Halloween candy, take a break now and answer our geo quiz. We asked you which country in the world produces and exports the most sugar. Elizabeth Abbott is the author of Sugar, A Bittersweet History. And Elizabeth, commodity experts are predicting an enormous jump in sugar demand around the world in the coming 20 years. And I want you first to tell me what this sound is. Can you tell?
Is that you crunching some of leftover Halloween candy?
You are indeed the expert, Elizabeth Abbott. I was just getting our own stash of leftover Halloween candy, which I suspect is not only in our newsroom, but in offices around the country and probably also in Canada, which is celebrating Halloween right now. Can you tell me why it is that sugar is so much in demand now as it has been in the past?
Sugar in about the 18th century on, became something that even poor people could have. Prior to that, it had been a commodity just for nobles and patrician people. And once common people, working people, got a taste of it, they demanded it. It had to be cheap and accessible. And it fueled them, because even if it is not nutritional, it does have calories, so that you do feel better and you are able to work after you've had it. And then we developed cultural needs for it. We must have it on special occasions, such as last night's Halloween. We must have it for wedding cake. We must have it to celebrate things. We must have it when we're sad. We must have it when we're happy. It's just very, very ubiquitous. We've also learned that it can fuel us in other ways. It can make ethanol. In Brazil, for example, many of the cars are flex fuel. In other words, they can take petrol, gasoline, or they can take ethanol made from sugarcane. And that's another way in which sugar can fuel us.
Yeah, and that speaks to the value of it right now and the increasing value, in fact, especially in emerging economies.
Yeah, exactly. When people in developing countries become more affluent, they seek out the things they see on television, and in particular soft drinks. That is, soft drinks are the biggest deliverer of sugar. And in developing countries, soft drinks are sweetened with sugar, and often a lot more than we would have. They also want candy and sweeteners and so on. So, yes, it's one of the first things, along with greater meat consumption. But sugar is the first one.
You mentioned in your book that sugar was once the most powerful commodity on Earth, much like oil is today.
That's right. It was an empire builder. It was the thing that drove the Western Europe, in particular England and France, to settle and grow sugar in the West Indies and in parts of the New World. It was just a vast crop.
It also, yes. The popularity of sugar came at an extreme human cost.
The human cost was very great. In Hispaniola, the present Haiti and Dominican Republic, when the native peoples had died out and were killed, having been very unsuccessful sugar cane workers, the planters imported Africans, and they brought them in. About 11 million made the trip, and 6 million Africans ended up in sugarcane fields. So it changed the demography of the New World. It Africanized it, and it made of sugarcane production, the most brutal slavery the world has ever known. And it was that form of slavery that was imported into the United States and accommodated to the crops there, whether sugar or cotton and other crops.
So which country produces the most sugar?
Brazil is the biggest sugar producer in the world. Other countries that don't necessarily export a lot, Thailand is another big one, India and China are big, Dominican Republic, and Mexico, these are the biggest.
All right, and we should say Brazil, the major producer of sugar in the world, is the answer to our geo-quiz today, and Russia is the largest importer, India the largest consumer, and after last night, you would have thought it was probably the United States, or even Canada.
I thought it was me.
Which explains why you wrote the book on sugar. Elizabeth Abbott, the author of Sugar, A Bittersweet History. So nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.